This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support.
Well, I just scored a 50-pound bag of organic turmeric, all lab-tested in our own lab. 50 pounds. Let me tell you why this is so interesting, even exciting for me as a clean food geek of sorts. You know, I've talked before about how we run out of turmeric. It's a very popular item. People love it. It's one of the most health-enhancing and health-protective foods or spices in the world. It may be number one, frankly. It's just so astonishing. You can read about it at turmeric.news. It's one of our websites. That's spelled T-U-R-M-E-R-I-C, turmeric.news. Turmeric is amazing. It has many curcuminoids, one of them being curcumin. And, well, I can't go into health claims and everything here, but just read about it at turmeric.news. You'll be amazed. The thing is, I got a 50-pound bag for free because it was damaged in shipment. So when we receive these, a lot of what we buy, most of it actually is by commercial freight. And in commercial freight, you're buying things by the pallet. So you might have a 3,000-pound pallet of turmeric, or you might have even a 5,000-pound pallet of Himalayan salt or something. And these pallets are, of course, moved around by the shipping companies using forklifts. And occasionally, well, actually more than occasionally, pretty frequently, you get forklift stab wounds of your packaging, you know, of the big bags. So we buy turmeric, comes in 50-pound bags. Stacked together on a pallet. Well, this pallet had been pierced by a forklift by the transportation company. And so, of course, we can't sell a 50-pound bag or turmeric from a bag that's been pierced by a forklift. I know some companies do. They'll just blend it in and mix it in. But, you know, for us, no way. We can't sell that. So that doesn't go to the public. Instead, it goes to me because the company has to throw it away, basically. You can't sell it, and you can't. There's no way to clean it. You don't know what was on the forklift. It's not really sanitary for public consumption. But for me, I'm fine with it because I don't mind a forklift piercing a bag of turmeric for me personally. I just wouldn't sell it to other people. So I scored this big 50-pound bag of turmeric. It's perfectly fine, of course. There's nothing wrong with it. So what if a forklift pierced it with a giant piece of fork? It's okay. It doesn't matter to me. So I put it into these smaller tubs and I put most of it in the refrigerator, some in a freezer. And I now have this massive supply, which is great because I've been running out of this stuff just like you have. And it's been hard for us to find clean turmeric. You know, we always run the heavy metals on it and lead is a problem. So for whatever reason, turmeric just happens to have a lot of lead in it. I guess that's because it's grown in the ground, usually in countries like India that maybe don't have the best environmental protection laws. And also, turmeric tends to have a lot of microbiology in it as well. So we run the microbiology test. We have an in-house micro lab, and that lab does E. coli testing, salmonella, total plate count, yeast and mold. And it seems like there's one other I'm forgetting, but we do a lot of tests for microbiology, which takes time. You have to wait actually a couple of days for the micro to grow on the it's kind of like there's certain little cells. They're sort of small tubes with a nutrient material that are designed to test the growth of certain strains of bacteria and so on. So anyway, you got to let those grow. You incubate them and you have to watch to see if bacteria grows or if it's the strain you're looking for, things like that. So anyway, that slows everything down, by the way, but it's just part of our commitment to clean food. So I scored this 50-pound bag, and if you think about it, you know, this is not cheap stuff. It might retail for, well, I don't know how much this costs. Let's just call it $10 a pound. Then in that case, I just got $500 worth of turmeric, which is something. I mean, some people's freezers are full of, you know, herbs. Some people's freezers are full of strawberries. My freezer is full of turmeric. Just sort of who I am. This is the kind of thing that I encounter. And I wish I could give this away to people, but I can't because of FDA laws and state law and so on. I wish I could give it to my employees, actually. That would be preferable. Just give everybody, you know, hey, here's a pound of turmeric for free. You know, put it in your food, drink it, eat it. It's good for you. But I can't because the state would jump all over me for doing something like that. They say, well, it's not. How do you know it's clean? Well, we don't know because it got stabbed by a forklift. So we have forklift stabbed food. sounds like a recipe. Wouldn't it be funny if we had an online e-commerce website of discount superfoods that were all stabbed by forklifts, where if it were legal to sell them, we have like forklift stabbed turmeric and forklift stabbed freeze-dried blueberries and forklift stabbed chlorella at, you know, 1/4 the normal price or something. Wouldn't that be cool? Sort of like, yeah, you know, this may not be the cleanest ever, but of course we can't do that. We wouldn't do that. So I end up with this stuff. And it's not just turmeric that I end up with. There was a giant batch. This is funny. When we moved from our old warehouse to our new warehouse earlier this year, we discovered this giant bag of flax seed. Well, it was several bags. It was like half a pallet, actually. But flax seed that somehow had been lost in the inventory. And so we didn't discover it until the tail end of the move. It was like, whoa, look, here's all this flax seed. And of course, by that time, it had expired, so we couldn't sell it to the public. So naturally, I picked up this half pallet or so of flax seed with my truck. And this flax seed is now being eaten by my donkeys. So I've got the luckiest farm animals in the world because they get to eat the damaged or forgotten product, whatever is can no longer be sold because it's expired or it's been forklift stabbed. It either goes to my donkeys, my goats, or me. And so we're just swimming in healthy food because there's always a certain percentage of product that's damaged or that's expired or what have you. The other day, maybe it was a few weeks ago, I scored a bunch of organic raw almonds. I'm talking like 100 pounds of it. And so, yeah, my freezer is very full, by the way. I'm going to have to get another one. But I ended up taking these almonds to my ranch and mixing them in with the flax seed and some donkey feed. And, well, it's horse feed, basically, for donkeys. And feeding that to the donkeys. So they're getting like premium organic almonds imported from Italy that are better than the almonds that humans are eating all across America. Literally, my donkeys are eating better food than most humans because this is stuff that, you know, sometimes there's a bag that falls on the floor and the almonds spill out, right? I mean, this has happened, right? It happens in every food production warehouse. Well, if a bag falls on the floor and breaks open and spills out, obviously you can't sell that anymore. So you designate that to the throwaway pile. Well, the throwaway pile in my operation becomes the let's feed the Health Ranger donkeys pile. That's what it has become. And sometimes the food goes to the goats, sometimes to me, depending on what it is. So I'm swimming in almonds and flaxseed and turmeric. And yeah, I'm even eating this flax that's expired too, because a lot of these expiration dates are nonsense. You know, the FDA says you can't sell it after a given date. Sometimes it's 2 years from the date of manufacture. That's pretty typical. But a lot of these stuff, like I have almonds right now that are more than 2 years old and I'm eating them and they're very fresh and very delicious. I can't sell them, but they're actually quite fine. So I end up eating a lot of stuff that can't be sold and just getting all this incredible food that it's one of the few benefits of actually being the owner of the operation. Is you can do things like that where I can't even legally give this to my employees without you know violating state law, but the state doesn't prevent me from eating my own product that has been stabbed by a forklift. There's no law that says the owner can't eat some forklift stabbed almonds or flaxseed or something like that. So if you ever want to have a lot of food at very low cost, just launch a multi-million dollar food warehouse and e-commerce fulfillment system and laboratory, and you too can enjoy the meager benefits of getting like a free 50-pound bag of turmeric every once in a while. It's, believe me, it's a large price to pay for free stuff to spend your life running a multi-million dollar clean food lab and online, you know, fulfillment center. And occasionally you score some free stuff. It would be much easier to just buy the stuff. But if you ever want to get free stuff, this is the way to do it. Follow the model here. Just launch a big online store. So you might wonder too, I know some of you are thinking, well, why can't you give that to homeless people? Why can't you give that to starving people? Well, believe it or not, it's illegal to do so. It is illegal. If I take forklift stabbed product and I try to take it to the local food bank, and we've donated to food banks in Central Texas many times, especially after floods and events and so on, hurricanes and things. If we take damaged product there, they won't accept it. You know what food banks want? Canned food. They want canned food, which is really pretty toxic stuff given most of the canned food groceries. You know, it's full of salt, it's full of MSG and sodium nitrite and all this stuff, and BPA plasticizer lining inside the can. It's toxic, but they like cans because cans are easy to transport without damage. And cans are recognizable by flood victims. They're like, oh, Campbell's. They know what Campbell's is. They can have a can of chicken noodle soup. Most people know what chicken noodle soup is. Where if I show up with a bunch of jars of turmeric, you know, flood victims are like, what the hell is this big orange powder jar thing? What are you trying to do? And I would have to explain, no, for real, this is turmeric. This is superfood. You can eat this. It helps you. It gives you immune boost and enhances cognitive protection and all this. And they'd be like, no, give me some Oreo cookies. That's all we want. Because believe me, the average American flood victim is no expert in nutrition. And when it comes to food, they're looking for stuff that they recognize. Like you could bring them, you know, Taco Bell, they'd be thrilled. You bring them Chlorella superfood and they're like, no, I don't want that green stuff. And they don't like the orange stuff either, the turmeric orange stuff. They don't want anything green or orange. They just want the stuff they're familiar with. So the true answer is I can't donate this to food banks. I can't. It's also a violation of state law in Texas. You can't take food that's of questionable, even if it's a tiny question, is questionable sanitary conditions. You can't donate that to poor people. So I mean, there's the honest answer. If state law allowed me to donate more of these food products with a disclaimer like, hey, this came from a bag that's been stabbed by a forklift, but you're welcome to it, I'd be happy to do that. I think that'd be awesome. But unfortunately, that's not the way the law works. There's a lot of paranoia about E. coli contamination and salmonella contamination and so on. Even though that's not very common in turmeric, nevertheless, the state food safety bureaucrats and so on, enforcers, they don't want you just donating dirty food to food banks and homeless and food shelters and all these places. So this is the truth about the society in which we live, where I have no choice but to take this perfectly good superfood or raw food or whatever and feed it to my farm animals. It's the absolute truth. This is the state of society today. I'm following the law. I'm being ethical. I'm being responsible, not selling these products to people. I'm feeding them to my goats. And by the way, goats can eat almost anything. Goats can process just about anything. They will eat cardboard if you let them. And by the way, chickens will eat styrofoam if you let them. And if you have any styrofoam laying around your farm and you have chickens, they will go after it. So you got to clean up all the styrofoam or else you're going to have styrofoam chickens. Or as they say in the UK, polystyrene. It's polystyrene. It's not styrofoam. It's polystyrene. No, we call it styrofoam. Or I guess that's a brand name. And if you have any cardboard laying around, the goats will go after the cardboard. And donkeys, by the way, love to play with pieces of paper. So if you've got large pieces of paper, especially sort of cardboard or dark paper, brown paper packing that's used to pack boxes for shipping. And if your donkeys get anywhere near that, they will just, they'll go nuts with it. They like to grab it with their mouths and then shake it and just play around with it and just tear it apart. If you have any bags, like grain bags or anything, they love to tear those apart. They're into plastic and paper, any kind of fiber, stuff that makes sounds when they shake it. Donkeys like to make a lot of noise and be obnoxious. It's just part of the donkeyness coming out. Seriously, if you've ever had donkeys, you know what I'm talking about. So if you drive up to your donkeys in your ranch vehicle and you've got, you know, bags of something, or even what they really like is mostly empty bags that have just a little bit of grain in them. And then they'll grab those bags and they'll shake them until they shake the grain out. And then they'll go for the grain. And they're just like mad shakers. They're all into it too. They'll just pick up stuff. They'll pick up tools. They'll just move tools around randomly. Donkeys will pick up hammers and saws, and they'll explore everything with their lips, which are almost, they function almost like fingers, by the way. Their lips are very, I don't know if you've ever seen donkey lips operate, but their lips are actually incredibly, remarkably capable. Again, it's almost like fingers. It's crazy. And they can manipulate objects with their lips. I'm not making this up. I'm serious. And so they can practically work levers and open doors and things with their lips too. They do crazy. It's crazy. You almost won't believe it. But anyway, I'm getting off topic, but this comes up when I'm feeding this excess food to the donkeys. And donkeys that are perfectly nice, most of the time, they get really combative with each other when there's food around. So if I show up with a couple of buckets of almonds, let's say, or flaxseed, then they go crazy with each other. They'll start kicking each other with big hoof kicks, like whack, whack. You'll hear them kicking each other. Their ears go flat. That's when they're mad. Their ears go flat, and they maneuver themselves so their feet can kick the other donkeys so they can grab the entire bucket for themselves. So like a bucket of flaxseed turns a donkey into a mad kicking enemy of all the other donkeys. And when they're not kicking each other, they're flinging bags around and moving tools. This is what it's like living with donkeys. I'm not making it up. Go ahead, get some donkeys yourself. You'll see. It's exactly like that. And then they'll chase the goats around too if you put them in the same place. That's why you got to keep them separate. But enough of all that. It's just adventures of being the health ranger, running an online store, and also running a farm and a ranch where you're feeding forklift stabbed food to your animals. This is all true. This is what life is actually like being me. And it's hilarious sometimes. It's just so funny to interact with all these animals with all this food. And sometimes score a little bit of turmeric myself too. I don't feed the donkeys turmeric, by the way. They're not into that for some reason. They don't like the taste of turmeric, but it turns their lips orange. So it's really funny to sprinkle it on the flaxseed anyway, and just, here, have some turmeric, donkeys. And they have orange lips. They look like clown horses. It's hilarious. Seriously, check it out. I should take a picture of that. I think I'm going to. Orange-lipped donkeys. I should put orange hair on them and call them like Trump donkeys. It's like the Democrat Party gone Trump. Orange hair and orange lips on donkeys. How about that? Okay, take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides, and heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. HealthRangerStore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.